Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
List A-list interviews for today. Last week, I was in Los Angeles, California, where I sat down with the cast of the new Lego 2 movie. If you liked the first Lego movie, and I think pretty much everybody did, I think you're going to like this second one. Very much the same tone, really smart writing, great animation throughout. Among the primary voices in this movie, Chris Pratt and Elizabeth Banks. Chris Pratt, who, as you know, just announced that he's getting engaged to Katherine Schwarzenegger, and we congratulated him. Didn't talk much about it because it's private life stuff, but we did talk with him about a diet that he's on that I had read about that sounds really interesting.
Congrats on the movie.
And, thank you.
I'm sure you don't want to talk a lot about it, but congrats on the engagement.
Oh, thanks.
It was nice to see
thank you.
Great things happening to nice people.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, very, very nice. You continue to be my hero for fitness and weight loss.
Ah.
I'm working on it, but you're like, you know, inspiration to a lot of people.
Thank you.
A lot of us went completely off the tracks for the holidays. Did I read correctly that you're on a program right now that's biblically based?
Yeah, that's right. It's something called the Daniel Fast. And my pastor was doing it, a couple of my friends in church were doing it, and it's kind of like a little, almost like our version of Lent. You just give something up for 21 days, and for us, it's like meat, dairy,
sugar.
Any sugar, and all bread. Any, you know, you can have unleavened bread, like grains and things like that. So basically, if it comes from the ground, you can eat it.
Yeah.
And I had a great holiday. I engorged. I ate. I drank. I had like
attaboy.
Four.
That's
five
why you're my hero.
Pieces of pie every night. And I was like, I saw this picture. Oh man, I saw this picture like when I was on vacation. This paparazzi photo.
Oh, we all saw that picture.
I was like, squatch. Oh, I know what I'm giving up for the Daniel Fast. But it's good. I'm down like 16 pounds.
Wow.
My joints feel good. I sleep better. I don't feel like I'm as puffy. Psychologically, I feel better.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sure I'll go back to sugar, but it's like, you know, right at this point in this season of my life, I don't see any good it does for me, you know?
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. I appreciate
awesome
it.
Yeah. That's sickening talk, isn't it? That's just...
I don't know.
Whatever,
I mean,
whatever works for somebody.
But we should... I mean, I think eating healthy and talking about it openly, it's really positive messaging for everybody.
Here's what I'm impressed with you lately on James Corden the other night.
Yeah.
Where you basically kicked all these guys' butts in the space camp thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was very impressive.
I like an adventure, and I love some G-force. That was no problem for me.
So competitive.
And
she straight up crushed us.
Right. That's what it looked like.
I don't know. No, we did crash the shuttle, let's be honest. We did not land the shuttle very well.
Listen,
at all.
You ejected it. Fine. Shuttle's lost.
We had to eject.
Catastrophic loss.
$1 billion.
Yeah, a lot of money lost. You're still going to go to space.
Yeah, totally. It looked totally fun. Totally fun.
That was awesome.
This movie that you're promoting right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
Also,
Lego Movie 2.
Big time fun coming back to all of this.
Anytime you come back to a movie that you love, like this is the kind of thing that you just want to do forever. You get to truly play for a living. Chris Miller and Phil Lord are just the brain trust behind this. I trust them with my life. I love what they have to say. They are the funniest dudes in Hollywood. They work so hard. Them, along with thousands of other souls over the course of the last few years, have put this together.
Yeah.
And it's hard because you see the Lego Movie 1, you think, how the hell did you ever do a sequel to that?
It, right.
How are you going to top that?
But and you know what, Elizabeth, as a director, too, you must really appreciate how clever this is and how well put together and the writing is so smart and everything in it.
Lord Miller and Mike Mitchell and Trisha Gumm, who co-directed the movie, they're all working at like another level, especially in animation, where you can really break rules, break conventions and storytelling. You know, in live action, you can't... It'd be pretty hard to have, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg jump out of a doorway.
Yeah.
But in this movie, you can do
busy.
It, and then she can fly off into space in the same frame, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so... It's just they're just having they're having fun.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
The audience is gonna have
fun. We had fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean that's sort of the goal of it. And then there's some really deep, beautiful messages in the movie about family and community and inclusion and love, and so that's the other side of it that just makes, you know, warms me when we're doing it.
And there you have Elizabeth Banks talking about Lego 2 that'll open next Friday. I'm going to be giving it a very good review when we get to that later on next week. Really smart and very clever. Also next week is a new Liam Neeson movie that I cannot recommend enough to you called Cold Pursuit. Here's the storyline. It's Liam Neeson. They are in Colorado, the Colorado area. Nothing but snow everywhere. And turns out that Liam Neeson's son is mysteriously murdered. And he's going to get some revenge. But you're thinking, oh, it's another part of, like, it's like the Taken franchise that he's done where he gets, I have a special set of skills and I'm going to get revenge. This movie is not like that. He does get revenge, but in a very Coen Brothers sort of way. In a very irreverent sort of way. In a fairly comedic sort of way. Really different for Liam Neeson. I was laughing during intentionally halfway through this movie. Because it's so funny and so different for Liam Neeson, because you kind of are expecting that serious, I have a special set of skills kind of guy. So we talked about that. But I was really surprised who he brought up when I sat down and said hello to him. It was one of the great comedians of all time, and it just surprised me how into this comedian Liam Neeson is.
Groucho Marx used to say when he said, how are you, Mr. Marx? He says, worse.
Just watched two Marx Brothers movies the other day.
Yes.
Laughing in my head.
Aren't they brilliant?
Brilliant.
Still.
They hold up from 1933 or
unbelievable.
Something.
That sense of wacky sense. So people talk about Monty Python being the new, that new, that gave, inspired comedians.
Yeah.
Groucho Marx and those guys were doing that in the 1930s, it was, 40s.
We just ran a couple of Marx Brothers movies on our station for New Year's Eve, which was really fun. But when you watch them, you can see the influence that they've had on everybody else.
Of course.
That's come since the late 30s.
Yeah, of course.
Really funny.
Duck Soup. What was the other few they did?
Duck Soup. I mean, Night at the Opera. Horse Feathers. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy and so relevant also to what's going on in the world now.
Absolutely.
That was an extra additional treat in the whole thing. I'm so glad that you liked that. I feel much better about myself now that I did.
No, it's funny. I remember I was at Queen's University in Belfast for a very abortive year, 1971, 72. And the only time the common room was packed was when they were showing a Marx Brothers movie. I mean, packed to the gills, you know?
Yeah. That was popular then when I was in college in the 70s also. That was like very, very trendy.
Very in, very trendy.
To watch the Marx Brothers. And you're a big comedy star now yourself.
Do you think so?
This movie is so delightfully surprising. You think you're going in for I have a special set of skills, Liam Neeson.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad that's dispensed with.
Really? You know? Is it tiresome, that whole...
Well, it gets a bit. I mean, you like to surprise audiences, and that's what I loved about this script was the fact that this guy's a total amateur. He's a simple woodsman, as it were. You know, he drives a snowplow and keeps an access into the local village open in the wintertime. Something tragic happens to him and his family, and he takes a course of revenge, but he doesn't know where to start. You know?
Yeah. But the irreverence... that is just slowly laid out through this whole movie. It's just
totally
one
irreverent.
Delightful treat after another, which I have to think is, especially if you're a little bit tired of the persona that you have now with action movies, to do something that's so different and so irreverent.
It's sort of poke fun at that persona, too, of course. You know?
Yeah.
But I think Frank Baldwin's done a wonderful job of this script. And it's based on Hans-Peter Mullen's original wonderful film, In Order of Disappearance. But I just love the fact how he has used Native Americans who are played by First Nation actors from Canada. And they've been saying to him, he says, you know, we're normally offered parts where we say a line and then we're shot.
Yeah.
He says, but here we get a chance to play around and be comedic and be a group of... And I don't think I've ever seen that in a film before.
I think you're going to really, really be delighted when you see this new Liam Neeson movie. It's exciting. It is extremely R-rated. It's very bloody and violent, as I say, very much like a Coen Brothers almost like a Quentin Tarantino movie, but there is a wit and comedic tone to this movie like you have not seen in a Liam Neeson movie before. Opens next Friday. I'll tell you much more about it when I review it later on in the week on TV and also on the Steve Cochran Show.